with what's news from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. President Trump is considering an end to birthright citizenship in the United States.
There's a big question of whether that can be done through an executive order. Courts have maintained for many years that the principle of birthright citizenship is rooted in the Constitution and that efforts to strip it through executive orders or legislation would be unconstitutional.
Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zittner has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Funerals began Tuesday in Pittsburgh for two of the 11 victims, two brothers, killed in a mass shooting at a synagogue on Saturday. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are set to visit with the families later on Tuesday. For more details and full coverage of the story, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Apple has unveiled new, pricier versions of its Mac personal computer and its iPad, featuring facial recognition technology. Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle says anticipation heading into Tuesday's event was all about the new devices, but that the big reveal was the higher cost, about 20% more for the MacBook Air and 25% more for the iPad Pro.
We are seeing a continuation of the price increases that Apple brought to the iPhone line a year ago. That's been a boon to their business. I mean, they've really had a fantastic year, and that's in large part because the iPhone X cost $1,000, and they sold enough of them to really boost their total revenue. With higher prices coming to the Mac and iPad line, you can expect more of the same probably next year.
Apple unveiled new versions of the iPhone and Apple Watch about 7 weeks ago. General Electric has revealed that the Justice Department is investigating its accounting practices, including a $22 billion charge in the third quarter tied to acquisitions in its power unit. The company has suffered from declining sales and profits in the past year and spun off divisions to focus on its power and aviation units. GE ousted Chief Executive John Flannery in October and is continuing its restructuring under new Chief Executive Larry Culp. Notorious Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger died on Tuesday at a federal penitentiary in West Virginia. He was serving a life sentence after a 2013 conviction on a racketeering indictment that included playing a role in 11 murders. Bulger was on the run for 16 years before his arrest in 2011. He was 89 years old. Still to come, whether the president's plan to end birthright citizenship is constitutional. President Trump is considering an executive order that would end the automatic right to U.S. citizenship for children born to non-U.S. citizens. Trump's thoughts on the matter came to light via an interview with Axios made public on Tuesday, but legal experts say such a move would be unconstitutional. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zittner. Aaron, in that interview with Axios, Trump mentioned a process here and said it would happen with an executive order. What details do we know at this point about the plan?
Well, not much. As we move toward the election, the president has floated a couple of things that seem to be signaling about intent rather than fully fleshed out policy proposals. The other big example would be his talk about a big new middle class tax cut, which he said would be passed in November, but Congress isn't even in session till after the election. So these are kind of statements of intent or general direction. And we don't have any details about the substance of the order, but we, you know his intent through it would be to end what's called birthright citizenship.
Aaron, about how many children approximately would something like this affect? And what do the latest polls show about whether American citizens support it?
Well, the numbers vary by year from maybe about 2% of all U.S. births being from people here illegally to 7%. According to Pew, in 2014, it was 275,000 children born to people who were here illegally or 7% of all U.S. births. And we did poll on this about a year ago, September of 2017, and found that people support birthright citizenship by about 2-1. It was about 65% in favor of continuing the principle, 30% wanted to end it, And it varied by party. Democrats and independents strongly support the principle of birthright citizenship. Republicans were narrowly opposed. 52% wanted to end it, and 42% said continue it.
What about the legality of a move like this? What did experts tell you about whether or not this is constitutional?
Well, this has come up as a legal matter before courts for more than a century. The issue lies in the 14th Amendment, which says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. That's been read by the courts as far back as 1898 as saying all persons born and naturalized are citizens means that if you're born here, no matter to whom, you are a citizen. The challenge to this and what lawmakers who have proposed legislation to overturn birthright citizenship say is the language in the 14th Amendment says all persons born here and subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. They point to that language and subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and they read that to say, well, if you're here illegally, you're not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. That's the argument they put forward. Courts have rejected that. And others would say, well, if you're here illegally, we expect you to follow U.S. laws. So in that sense, you're subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. You can't come here and break our laws. And so arguing that somehow that portion of the amendment excludes people born here to illegal immigrants is fallacious.
Aaron, the Trump administration has already taken a pretty hard line on immigration. This comes as the administration plans to send some 5,000 U.S. troops to the border with Mexico. And news of the plan to end birthright citizenship comes a week to the day ahead of the midterm elections. How are both sides of the aisle responding to this?
Well, the president clearly believes his best political advantage is to emphasize the issues that are important to his core supporters. We know that the people in the voter pool most aligned with Trump agree with him on building a border wall, and they agree that there should be stepped up deportations of people here illegally. The political question is whether these things help him build a coalition beyond his core supporters. And because a midterm election is about different geographies, it's waged House district by House district and state by state, what excites voters who are core to the president's support in some states are going to alienate voters in other states. And if you're in a swing district in, say, Southern California, outside San Diego, or outside Denver, or outside New York, or outside Washington, D.C., which are where some of the most competitive races are being waged, the language on illegal immigration that the president's supporters agree with might not be helpful to Republicans running in districts where there are fewer of those Trump voters.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zitner joining us from Washington to talk about President Trump's plan to end birthright citizenship in the United States. Thank you so much, Aaron.
You bet. Glad to be with you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.